Another Day in the Twilight Zone. A short story by Dwayne Sharp. Wow, the sun is shining and a few cumulus clouds drift around the morning sky. Dressed in a light sweater, I venture out. The need to stretch the legs fills me with energy to bound down the steps and take a deep breath. The concrete walkways entice my exploration traits as I trudge north, then west, in a zigzag pattern of streets and alleyways. Time has no meaning while the feet are moving, now east and again north. Where is everyone? My journey passed many homes and a few businesses, but no one in sight. Nary a vehicle is heard, only a few birds. I begin a closer inspection of the houses I pass, seeking movement behind curtains and blinds. Surely a child's scream of laughter will break the silence. A breeze causes a few leaves to bristle. Nothing substantial. A pocket park lies ahead. Surely there will be kids playing on the swings or giggling down a slide. Alas, the park is empty. Not even a dog walker. The picnic table sits empty, with an inviting barbecue standing next to it. I take the path where a sign reads, Quarter Mile Fitness Walk. Pine trees stand guard along the narrow gravel path. A pine cone lies in wait for me, and a swift kick sends it along. The sun has moved behind darkening clouds, and a chilly wind has begun to blow. I travel south, then east, a different thoroughfare than before. Hope fills my mind of seeing someone, anyone. Cars parked alongside the curb, abandoned, gasoline no longer available. Leaves piled up around the wheels. Weeds have grown tall, replacing the lush green grass of years past. Today's expedition ends as I approach the only house on the block, free of tall weeds. A weathered sign in my yard reads, We are all in this together. I inspect the sign and look up and down my block. There is no one left to speak these words to. I pull the picket sign and toss it into the growing pile of debris. Not even the sanitation engineers will come. Am I the last person alive?